Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hey, hey from Texas. Hey, all the teens. I'm back here. This is Captain Mage. Did I pronounce your name right, Captain Mage?
Captain Major.
Awesome. Thank you. I am so excited for this one because you're also from Egypt. And guys, this is the first time. Like, this is the first time I've met somebody from Egypt. So this is so exciting. Welcome. I'm so glad to have you.
I'm also happy to be with you. I think it will be a different experience and you will enjoy it. I wish.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Ah.
Me too.
Okay. And we just gotta talk culture-wise. Like, how is Egypt rap in anyway? Like, how is rap in Egypt? Like, how is that? Like, I've never heard anyone in that country ever rap. You can really find rappers anywhere.
Okay, I will tell you something. Rap isn't that popular in Egypt as it is in America. Because of the culture and another factors, I think rap become that popular and become that popular in 2015 or 2016. Some rappers from the new generation started that. Those rappers now are on the top of that music, like Ab Yusuf, Wiggs, Marwan Pablo, a lot of people, but those three are from the top three in Egypt now. I think the Egyptian rap is something underrated in the rap scene. It also can be a different experience, like you are listening to something you can't even understand the lyrics, but you can have a jam or have a good mood by listening to it. The Egyptian rap is something really really different. It's something a bit hard on the rappers who started earlier because it's not that popular. So you have a lot of difficulties. You can't even start it smoothly. You have to have a hard way to start it.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And coming from you, like, I know you've experienced that. But it's so refreshing though, like having somebody from like that part of the world. I mean, I'm not from there, like though obviously I'm not. But it's so refreshing. It's almost like I'm there. It's almost like I went on an airplane and for Christmas Eve I went to Egypt. It feels like that.
I think you have to come to Egypt. Here, the place is so good, so good. I think you'll be happy if you come here.
Ah, okay, it's on my bucket list. I mean, like fill us in, like now that Egypt is on the table for like travel, like Tell me, like, everything that you know about Egypt. What's like there? Like I want to know, like, absolutely, like, what to know about Egypt. So I'm not surprised when I take an airplane there in the future and I go there, you know?
I think Egypt is a great country. If you love the pharaohs things, you will love Egypt. It has a lot of history.
So it's very historic. Okay, that means I'm gonna learn so much. But that's really good. Like, it's really good to travel. I absolutely love to travel, so knowing that it's gonna be a great time, I mean, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Me too.
And just along with your career, along with the way music has been to everybody, like how has it been making music, you know, in the midst of the pandemic? Because, like, Egypt has to be with everybody else. I mean, it has to be in that stage where you have vaccines and they're kind of loosening lockdowns, or they're bringing it back. Like, you know, how has it been making music under everything that's happened in the pandemic? Like, how has that been?
It was a hard time in the pandemic because all the studios that didn't work in that time, so you have to be patient and start training. In that time, I wasn't really recording songs. I was training more than I was recording. I was training to have good lyrics, to have a good flow, to evaluate myself. To be part of that scene, that great scene.
And no kidding, like, it must have been a lot for you to have to, you know, deal with all that and have a whole career. I mean, like I'm pretty shocked there's, you know, still going on strong. Like, that's really good.
Yeah, man, I think faith is something really important in that rap thing, that art. You have to be really patient. You have to be you have to believe in yourself, your abilities, your thing.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's what everybody, like, every musician should know, like, you know, out of their own prior knowledge, you know, that's something that they should really have in their toolbox whenever going into a career. They should really have that. And it's nice that you learned a lot as a musician, considering the fact that, you know, your genre is very underrated. I mean, having you learn so much, I mean, like, were you around music? Like, was your family, like, musically inclined? Did you grow up with, you know, rap, or did you just come out of, you know, surprise and you just chose to?
Oh, I chose that road. My family doesn't love that art so much. They love more classic songs, the Egyptian classic songs, because we have a great music history, like a great classic music history. A lot of people who sing great songs, so they don't love that rap thing, but I choose it because I was listening to rap since I was 6, and that was a very early age. So I was obsessed with that. So come like a surprise. I was really depressed, and it just come like that.
Oh, so it just came to you.
Yeah.
And your parents must be one of those classic older folk, aren't they? They're like, we stick to the old ages.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you stuck by you and you're still making it good. I mean, I'm very excited not only for this, but all the stuff that's coming. I mean, your last Instagram post, and everybody can literally see this, he's on Instagram by exactly the name. And the one thing that caught my eye too was the blurry picture. You are on a ladder and it's literally, it looks like midnight, and it's a full moon in the background, or it might be a satellite, and it's blurry, and you're literally standing on a ladder. I mean, what's going on there? What's up? Like, what's going on?
I prepare for a new video clip for a song called Kazalik. The song was recorded last week, so we are working on the sound engineer. I would to thank my sound engineer, Ray B. He's a great guy, a great man. He knows a lot about he's working about. He have a great experience, and he's one of the greatest trap artists I've ever met. I think he is great. So I would shout out for him. So I'm preparing for a new music video clip, and that was part of the scenes in.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. I mean, I'm excited. I'm so stoked to see what kind of new stuff's coming. I'm so stoked. And it's clever too, the way you're going about, teasing everybody by giving them like a blurry picture and, leading them on like, can you clear the picture up? Like, what's going on? What is that? You're leading them questions like that. I mean, it's more anticipation for, the track. I'm excited.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I gotta extend my backlog. I mean, I've done all over the world. It's good to know that I have this. It's good to know I now have this. There's what let me see. 10 down, 100, I don't know, 100 more to go. I forgot how many there is.
I'm happy to be with you, to be honest.
Aw, that's nice. And you must love space, because on your socials, I also see you dressed up a lot in the NASA. Are you part of NASA, or are you just, it was just a costume?
No. If you listen to a song called "The 18th Moon," it was released the start of that month, I think. It was a video clip. And part of that video clip to be part of NASA. So something.
Oh, that's from that video. That's
Yeah,
right.
man. Yeah, it's something I seen also from the video clip. I was working really, really hard that time.
I can tell. I mean, that looked real. Like, when I saw it, I was like, is he part of NASA? Like are you about to are you about to be the first Egyptian to actually go up to the space? Like, I felt like I thought that.
No, man, it's not even a re-suit from NASA. It's my suit. I also printed those picture of the logos, and I also buy a suit that looked like NASA's suit, and I stick the photos on like logos NASA. And the rockets and that thing.
Oh wow, that is amazing. You gotta get me one. I would love to wear that to work. I would love to wear that. I would love to wear it to my job, and people ask me, do you go to NASA? And I might lie and say, yes, I do. That'd be so fun.
In the back, behind the scenes things, the people looking at us while we are recording the video. And asking us what's going on? Who is that?
Okay.
I wish you loved that song because I love it so much.
Well, I listened to some of it. It's really good so far. I like it. And I also like it because it's new to me. Like people might think, but I've never actually listened to Egyptian music before. Like that's new to me. Like this is new to me. Well,
Yeah.
not the show. I mean, like meeting you is new, but listening to that kind of music is new. I mean you were right. You know, it's different. It's
Yeah.
interesting, and there's a couple parts where I did not understand it. But then I had to also consider in the fact that you're from another country, so I was like, I have to accept. Like, I'm just gonna accept this and just take it in. I mean, I'm
Yeah.
learning so much. Like, it's in my catalog. Now I know so that, I can get other people from, Egypt that does rap. I mean, now that I know that rap even exists in Egypt, like, I'm sure there's plenty others like yourself.
Yeah, man, I think that's something so important to know that rap even exists in Egypt. I think that a great part of the interview need people to know that too, and to know that the Egyptian rap is something really different. The Arabic language, even a hard language and a different language, totally different language, and the Egyptian rap is going like boom. It's going up. I think from 2 or 3 years, no one in Egypt even mentioned rap in Egypt, not around Egypt. But now Egyptian rap is being listened all around the world, even in some parts in the world that doesn't even know that Egypt has rap. I think too the new generation will do that so good. The old generation from Egypt who started that trap thing delivered the rap idea in Egypt. The new generation have the duty to deliver it to all the world, and we can do that. I think we can do that. We have a great new generation. I wish you go surf and listen to a lot of them. I can recommend them to you.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And yeah, I agree. They should know. I mean, just look at me. I didn't know until just now. So imagine how other people are. I don't think they even know. I don't think they don't have any clue.
Yeah, but I think the Arabic or the Arabian rap exists in the world because a Moroccan rapper called El Grande Toto was the fifth on the world on the YouTube trend. So the Arabic rap thing is exist. A lot of people listen to that.
Oh, really?
And and Grande Toto has now a feature with Egyptian rapper called Wiggs also that living on the world on the trend of YouTube. Now you can go check it. It's called Mesh Khalsa. I can send the link to you.
Oh. Wonderful. I will definitely have to check that out. I mean, now that I know that they exist, I have to check it out more. I gotta extend my cultural reach.
It's a great world of the Arabic rap thing. A lot of people is doing it right and a lot of people is doing it wrong. Like I think when I listen also to rappers who nearly started in America or in another parts of the world, I think I mentioned that too, that a lot of people do try it, a lot of people do it wrong.
But that's always going to be the case. That's even the same here in America, except now it's like a 50-50. Like 50% are doing it wrong and 50% are doing it right. So you're going to always have those.
But I think that only different between America and Egypt in that rap thing is the culture. The culture in America helps rap to evaluate so fast, so fast. Here in Egypt, people, it's something new and everything new. People think it's weird, you know?
Absolutely.
So that the look of people to the rap thing until 2 or 3 years, they didn't even love that. They didn't even want to listen it until it put itself on that arena and no, I'm gonna be here. The rappers told the people, no, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be listened on everything. Now rappers go to act in movies, series. You know that Egyptian rappers now trying to do everything to be seen in the Egyptian scene or the world.
Oh my God, I can't believe they're fighting to get noticed. I mean, that must be a lot for you guys. Look at though.
Yeah, man, it's a great fight. I think 2018 is the best year in the Egyptian rap scene. I recommend you to go and listen to those tracks that dropped in that year. A great year. Everyone is dropping tracks. Everyone want to be seen. Everyone want to mention that rap is a thing, that is a good thing.
Yes, praise on, definitely. And
Yeah.
it's a good thing too that you guys are pushing your music out there. Props to you guys, I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, of course, of course. And speaking of pushing out there, so I know the latest song 18th Moon, I know it's out and everybody will get a chance to listen to it, and it's kind of like a space theme, you know? It's kind of like, I guess, like an outer space kind of thing. Is that like, you know, is that like your preferred, you know, way? Is that like the preferred genre of how you do music, or the preferred like vibe of your music, or was it just like that one time when you do like, you know, a vibrant kind of flow of other?
I didn't even listen to the question really good. So can you repeat it? Sorry for that.
You're fine. I'm trained for something like this. Anyway, your song 18th Moon has a space theme. Is that space theme like your preferred, like all your songs have a space theme, or
No,
do
no, no,
you
no,
use
no.
that to just like do multiple ones?
No, it's like it was the idea of the director to do that. I think it was a great idea because the whole chorus thing is talking about look at the moon, the stars, that thing. So he recommended to be doing that green screen thing and doing it in the space, like I'm performing on the moon itself, not looking at the moon only. No, I'm performing on the moon itself. I'm on the moon. I'm high. So that was the gem of the song. Not all the songs have the same scenes, the same space things. I think also I'm in the trying phase, not in a really professional phase. No, I'm trying a lot of things. I'm trying more than one style. I'm trying more than one thing. You can notice that too if you go to my YouTube channel and start to listen to those songs. No song is the same as the other, like the flow, the beat. Every song has its special mood.
Oh, interesting to know. Interesting to know. It's good to know too, so we're not surprised later.
Also, the Egyptian producers here is really great. I think rappers and producers have to go through that fight together to let that music be popular. They have to go through that fight together. Here in Egypt, to find an producer, as you start earlier, is something really hard. really hard.
Yeah, no kidding. Even your genre seems like, hard, especially in the language you guys use. I mean, it must be, hard to like put that out and, people are, now listening and trying to get that language. I can see that it's difficult.
Yeah. I'm thanking to the producer, a producer called Holako. He helped me a lot in my last songs. A lot, like he's the music producer for the four songs before 18th Moon and an EP called Captain Magic. He did a great job, so I'm thanking him too.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice. And I know I don't speak much, but I'm just so overwhelmed by all this. Like, I'm just taking it one step at a time. I mean, this is overwhelming. Mean, but I still like what you're doing. I mean, even your name's like captivating. Even the name like captivating. I mean, to put like Captain, like that's
Okay,
captivating.
I can tell you the story behind that name. It's a really funny story, I think.
Ooh, let's see.
Captain Majid is a Japanese anime that was translated to Arabic, so it's called Captain Majid in Japanese. I didn't remember the name. I don't remember, really, I don't remember the name. So it was translated to Arabic one, and was really watched. It's a really popular anime here in Egypt called Captain Magic. So Captain Magic was a great football player. So I'm the captain of that scene. I'm also a great player in that scene. And my name also is Majid, like the character in the anime. So it's the same.
Wow, like it's so interesting how the name came to life. It's so nice to,
Yeah.
say it come like that's really good. That's like insane. I mean, to come up with that, it's original and nice. I like it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, of course. I mean, gotta support each other,
Think you have to go to if you know Esmer Reactions or Myrtle Production, if you know him. He's doing reacting and rap songs.
Yeah, I've heard of him. We're friends
Yeah.
on Instagram.
Yeah, you can go and find him. You will have a great recommendations for Egyptian rap songs, 'cause he review a lot of Egyptian rap songs.
Oh, I did not know he did Egyptian songs. I did not know though.
Earlier when he started the YouTube channel, he started with reacting on Egyptian rap songs, I think. So you can go and listen to them, listen to his reaction also. I think that will be a good gate to get into the Egyptian rap thing.
Thanks for letting me know. I'm definitely get into listening his reaction and reviews more.
I recommend also the Moroccan rap. It's a great vibe. Great thing. They are doing great job, man.
Amazing. Thanks for the recommendation. I appreciate you.
Welcome.
And now that you got this set, you know, career in place, Like, what's the direction you're going into in the next few years? Because, I honestly want to see, like, what is your goals and ambitions for the next year and the more years coming for the career?
I think 3 years is a lot further space to think in. I can't tell you about that year to 2022, because here in Egypt it's not that easy to go and record the track and then go and shoot a video clip. It's something really, really hard and take a lot of time, because I don't have any company that providing me with that money thing. I don't have a special studio for me. You know that things keep a difficulties to do my thing easily and smoothly. You have to struggle. You have to go through really hard things. So I can't tell you about 2022. I'm gonna try to take my own way, my own flow, my own style, like 18th Moon, and try to combine rap thing with the Afro and club music. I think that thing is really, really cool. I love to listen that songs, so I'm gonna try that also. I'm gonna try to start a new album for 2022. That's all I'm thinking about. Be famous here in Egypt, like in the rap scene thing, not on the media or a great popularity, but going out of that year as an icon of that rap scene, Egyptian rap scene, you know?
Well, good luck to all those ventures. I'm so excited for all those things to come. I'm so stoked for you.
I'm also 18 years old, so I think I have a lot of time. I think I have 2 years or 3 years to experience new things, new genres of music. Like I told you, to try new things, to know what path I should go.
And wow, 18. So you're a fresh adult. Wow, okay. Okay, so you're a fresh adult. Okay. That's not bad, not bad. But those things will come, you already got lots of talent and you're here. Like, you're here on the show and you'll be everywhere, so you can't get around it anymore. You're officially here and you're gonna be everywhere. So, it's not like you can escape. I mean, you're everywhere. It's crazy, but those things will come. Guaranteed. Even if I have to go through this camera and strangle you until it happens. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I think also Bird City View write it about that video clip called 18th Moon. He write it about it.
Oh, yeah, we're so excited. Oh, still, can I think they're gonna like it. And speaking of liking, I want to thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to do this. It's Christmas Eve, and it's still great to have you here with us. Appreciate you, and it's been great talking with you.
I'm the one who wants to thank you to have that new experience to take that new step. I think that a good start to the Egyptian rap scene to be listened in another part of the world, nothing than Egypt or the Arabs country. I love that. I'm interested with that. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you're happy. I'm so glad. So stoked. Any last words you'd like to say to your fans out there, to the audience out there before we, end everything?
I think I want to say thanks for everyone who started that with me. I want to thank also Jay the Pharaoh, my friend, Yaman. He helped me so much in that thing. Also, wait for me in 2022. It will be a great year for me. I promise.
Amazing. Yep, guys, he made that promise, so that means it's gonna happen. Yeah, stop, drop, and roll on down to his social media down below in the links provided. I hope you guys enjoy what we have tonight. This is the first time somebody from Egypt came, so it's good. Now it's official. So now we've been to Egypt. We're almost around the world by now. We're almost all over. But anyway, if this comes out in 2022, have a great Christmas, y'all. Have a great new year. Enjoy 2022. I'll catch you guys in the next one. And make sure to check him out down below. If you don't, you're dead to me. Anyway, have a nice evening, and I will catch you on the next time. Peace out.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Look at the moon. قلت لها كل نجوم زي بعض وما فيش فروق. قالت لي بيبي بليز وضح كلامك وبطل امور. قلت لها ما فيش واحد نحب ونتحف في جوا حروب ودي ريحة البارود. Look at the moon. قلت لها كل نجوم زي بعض وما فيش فروق. قالت لي بيبي بليز وضح كلامك وبطل امور. قلت لها ما فيش واحد نحب ونتحف في جوا حروب البارود. دايره بتضيق علينا ناس تشوفنا طول حليله راهم تلدع زي العراب معي السبته زي الزيبه عندي الفشل عندي خيبه عندي احلامي عندي العيله عندي 18 سنه ولسه بتعلم ازاي اطير طيبه وبكره من صوتي اجيب لي فلوس اديت نفسي وعود اني في يوم اكون عينك في عيني فاسرح واتوب لما قلت اني مسحوق. Look at the moon. Look at the moon. Baby please 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 look at the moon. Look at the moon. Look at the moon. Baby please 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 look at the moon. Look at the moon. قلت لها كل نجوم زي بعض وما فيش فروق. قالت لي بيبي بليز وضح كلامك وبطل امور. قلت لها ما فيش وقت نحب ونتحف في جوا حروب ودي ريحة البارود. Look at the moon. قلت لها كل نجوم زي بعض وما فيش فروق. قالت لي بيبي بليز وضح كلامك وبطل امور. قلت لها ما فيش وقت نحب ونتحف في جوا حروب ودي ريحة البارود.
لسه معاك؟